Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, September 6th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and once again today we've prepared a message and now share it with you in hope that it will bring a perspective of encouragement. Today's message is titled, Fruit That Will Last. And the scripture is John 15, verse 16. These are the words of our Lord Jesus Christ.
You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last.
Our tomatoes are producing abundantly right now. There's just nothing like the taste of fresh, homegrown tomatoes, and a real blessing is a plateful, like I am eating as I prepare this. And actually, of course, as I'm reading the podcast, they've been eaten now. I also had a couple for supper last night, and Brooksine reminded me of the temporary aspect of such a fresh, homegrown delicacy. Within weeks, the plants will cease their production. The freshness of fruit is short-lived.
Well, it's interesting that one of the common words used in the Bible to describe the healthy life of a faithful believer is fruitfulness.
There are basically two senses of fruitfulness in the New Testament.
One is the sense of impacting others to follow Christ and then discipling them, which we speak of as being the fruit of our ministry. One of the great joys of ministry is the observation of seeing healthy fruit in lives that we've sought to serve through our years of ministry. We regularly hear from folks who've been a part of our ministry over the past 30 years, and what a joy it is to hear reports of fruitfulness in their walk with Christ. An additional blessing that we especially enjoy is seeing the next generation that follows the Lord Jesus Christ as well.
The other sense of fruitfulness are the Christ-like characteristics that are developing in our lives, such as those taught in the fruit of the Spirit passage in Galatians 5. 22 and 23. Reminder that these fruit are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. But a particular phrase in the daily verse, the words of our Lord, especially ministers to my heart today. It speaks of a special quality of fruitfulness for Christ that is a part of His will for us. His purpose is that we, and I quote him here, go and bear fruit, fruit that will last.
Well, frankly, throughout our life of service for the Lord, we've seen fruit that does not always last. There are those that we've impacted who appear to make a commitment to Christ. They're initially very enthused about their new walk with him, but fall away after a short time. Others begin to develop Christ-like characteristics, but over a period of time, fall back into their old way of life.
Today, let me ask you several questions for self-examination. These are questions that Brooksine and I consider ourselves. In your life, are you bearing fruit that will last? Are there those you've impacted who are staying true to the Lord and bearing fruit? Is the fruit of the Spirit progressively developing in your life today?
Well, let's pray. Father, you who began a good work in me will carry it on to completion until the day you call me heavenward, or until the day of Christ's return. May I willingly submit and quickly obey your voice so that I will bring forth much spiritual fruit. I pray that the fruit of the Spirit will characterize my life as I faithfully yield to the work of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Well, thanks for joining us today. We are on the web at www.dailyencouragement.net. You have several photos up today, and perhaps not surprisingly, some pictures of our tomatoes. We also have a photo of a cute little St. Bernard puppy, little for a short time, of course. Our neighbors happen to be selling. And we have put a picture up. We're not selling it, but we were asked to help them by mailing some digital photos to an online website that sells puppies here in Lancaster County. And boy, this one was sure a cute one. Well, they all three were, weren't they, Brooksine? Mm-hmm. And that's on our site. We also have, as we typically do, several links to songs. I could not find a song that's specifically related to today's message. One that I've recently come across that I really enjoy, and there's a download available for it. It's from Integrity Music, and that song is right on our site today. Well, have a blessed day in Christ. Be encouraged and continue to faithfully bear fruit for Him.